Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Charlie Meyerson is an award-winning journalist, and you probably remember his years on XRT in the morning. He was here as the news director at this radio station, and Charlie now does a very interesting daily email news briefing called Chicago Public Square. ChicagoPublicSquare.com is the home of that. How you doing, Charlie?
I am so thrilled. I don't want to gush too much, but, Bob, you and I have been on the same team on occasion over the years, but this is the first time that I think you and I have ever been on the radio together, and it's a real thrill for me. So I'll try not to be too fanboyish, but thanks for having me on.
Well, I can tell, Charlie, in the last few years, things have been a little too boring for you because you're looking at this as one of the highlights. But I know you've been busy, and I appreciate those words, and you've got something that you call Chicago's new front page. Tell us about that.
Well, I think I'm not quite ready to go officially with this phrase, but I think I now can argue that I am Chicago's best blogger because this daily email news briefing that I launched in 2017, because I felt I had to. It was January 2017, which was a pivotal year for our civilization, has won the, and I've been very honored, it's been named Best Blog in Chicago Readers Poll, and it just a couple of weeks ago won the Best Blog Award, Best Independent Blog Award from the Chicago Headline Club. The Lissigore Award.
And you know what? I mean, it's really, how do you stand out with all that's online? How do you sort of get noticed? How does that work?
Well, I've lectured on this on occasion, and Chicago Public Square is kind of what I've been preaching, and it's me practicing what I've been preaching for years, which is job number one in the digital news era is get a lot of friends. By that, I mean connect with people relentlessly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever medium is your favorite. And not anybody, but people that people whose intelligence and opinions you value and friendship you value, and they become your number one advocates. So when I launched Chicago Public Square from nothing in 2017, the first thing I did was let all of my friends know on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn that I was starting something new. And, they were the core audience for this thing who, if I'm lucky, then tell their friends, oh, this is good. You should try it out. So when I've taught journalism, I tell young journalists, I've given them extra points for every, on their grade for every 20 Twitter followers they gather, because that becomes capital they take with them from job to job wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. And
so that's how you begin. And then, ideally you have a snowball effect.
What are you trying to put in there? What's the content mission?
It's a newscast because, that's kind of what I do. It's a newscast by email. The technical phrase a lot of people use is aggregator. I really don't like that. It's a bloodless phrase. But it is, I sit down at 7 o'clock every morning. 7:30, maybe, if I'm a little lazy getting out of bed, and ask myself, what would I put in a newscast if I had a newscast without limits this hour, right, for 10 o'clock, which is when it goes out. 11 o'clock this morning, because I'm talking to you. The joy of an email roundup is it can be any length. Ideally, it's not going to be too long, but it certainly can contain more stories or links to more stories than virtually any TV or radio newscast can. And, the idea is middle of the morning, 10 o'clock, which is lunchtime in New York and coffee break time in Chicago and breakfast time in Los Angeles, you get a roundup of what's important for people who care about Chicago.
And lucky for us, you're at the helm of this. You've won all sorts of journalism awards. You know what you're doing. And isn't that the problem today, though? I mean, anybody has access to putting out an online briefing, but who knows who's editing this? We depend on editors, we depend on executive producers, and what do you see as the dilemma today with so much news, so much information out there?
I think it's an embarrassment of riches. I think this is the kind of information market that the First Amendment was designed for. I'm not discouraged. I'm kind of glad that we're moving past an era when, you know, frankly, what was the case, a group of old white men at the top three networks and the top two or three newspapers decided what was news.
Yeah, but don't we have to be a lot more discerning about the source of the information?
Well, yes, and you know, I've lectured on news literacy, and I want to refer everyone to the News Literacy Project, newslit.org, a group of educators and journalists who've teamed up to help people figure out what's trustworthy on the internet. But you know, there's some basic things that everybody can do to decide whether a news source is legitimate. One is there a byline? Yeah, that's kind of a simple thing, but a byline says, "I am somebody. Here's my name. Google me. Find out who I am."
Mm-hmm.
Am I trustworthy? And the other big thing to look for on a website, and it's something I'm kind of anal retentive about on Chicago Public Square, is corrections. Does the site correct its errors? Is there a place you can go to see where they admit they've made mistakes? And those two things, and there are many other factors, but those two things, I think, are a good key to whether a news source is reliable.
Have you been looking at a lot of news conferences lately and trying to sort out what comes out of them during the pandemic era?
Yeah, and that's another thing that I want to celebrate in the midst of all this misery, and it is a terrible time, no question about it. But the remote news conferences for Mayor Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker have been a boon for journalism, I think, because it's opened up these news conferences to people who, frankly, like me, but many other smaller news organizations, you know, can't afford to spare a person to put a butt in a seat in a press conference room to ask one question. The ability to submit these questions remotely has, I think, opened the powers that be to a broader array of questions from thoughtful journalists who, again, just can't spare the time to be in the room where it happens. So I hope that even as the pandemic restrictions end, that, you know, politicians continue to take questions remotely from, you know, smaller news organizations.
As Robert Feeder wrote recently, at a time when reliable local news has never been more important, many Chicago area publications and websites are fighting for survival amid drastic declines in revenue. And that's why SaveChicagoMedia.org is a place that people should check out, because you're involved in this, and this will help Chicago's public square and many other concepts like it. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, this is a really innovative initiative, and I have to tip my hat to Tracy Baim, who is the publisher of the Chicago Reader and the Windy City Times. She's really a force of nature, and she's assembled this group of more than 40 small and independent media organizations, some profit, some nonprofit, and we are all pushing people to go visit SaveChicagoMedia.org and make a contribution. Big contribution, small contribution, to help media organizations that are, you know, struggling, as many are in this pandemic time with so much advertising drying up. And you can pick one or two. You can pick all 40. You can give one amount and have it split evenly, or you can go in and handpick, for instance, ChicagoPublicSquare.com, and say, I want to give this much to this group and this much to this group. But it's really a great cause because, you know, Bob, you and I worked at Tribune Tower together for a time, and back in an age when the executives of the old Tribune Company were using phrases like right-sizing as a way to disguise layoffs, I began to recognize, at least to suspect, that the phrase right-sizing actually has a lot of truth in it. There is, I think, in this new digital media era that we're in, a right size for news organizations. And it, you know, happens to be smaller than some of the behemoths that used to stride the earth, like Colossus. Mm-hmm. But it's bigger than a lot of these smaller Chicago independent media organizations. So the race is on to see who can get to that right size first. And I think the small guys have a pretty good shot at doing that.
Well, here's to you, Charlie Meyerson, ChicagoPublicSquare.com. We have to talk again because, you know, compared to Lynn Bramer and Mary Dixon, I'm a lot more fun to hang around with, Charlie. I'll talk to you
soon. I'll try to be more fun next time. Bob, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you.
Hey, my pleasure. Keep in touch, will you?
Okay, deal.